Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump is threatening not to sign the pandemic relief package passed by Congress Monday after months of negotiations. In a video posted on Twitter last night, Trump said the $600 direct payment to most Americans should be increased to $2,000. He also wants to eliminate some spending, including foreign aid. President Trump issued a flurry of pardons and commutations last night, 20 in all. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Well, first, the names that stand out for me are four men who worked as contractors for that security company known as Blackwater. The guys took part in an incident in Iraq in 2007 in a busy traffic square. More than a dozen unarmed civilians there were killed.
NPR's Carrie Johnson. Trump also pardoned two former Republican congressmen and commuted the sentence of a third. He also announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, a former campaign aide who pleaded guilty as part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Johnson reports that more pardons are likely before Trump leaves office. The federal government has reached an agreement with Pfizer to buy an additional 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports.
The federal government has purchased its second allotment of Pfizer vaccines, bringing the total U.S. supply of COVID-19 vaccines that have been authorized so far up to 400 million by this summer. That's enough to vaccinate nearly two-thirds of the population. Most of the new Pfizer doses will be delivered by late June, but about 30 million will not arrive until the end of the following month. The additional doses cost the government nearly $2 billion. Pfizer has been collaborating with German pharmaceutical company BioNTech on its vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration authorized Pfizer's vaccine for emergency use on December 11th, and it authorized Moderna's last Friday. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
Consumer spending in the U.S. declined last month as infections spread across the country. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. The Commerce Department says in November, consumer spending fell 0.4%. It's the first decline since April, when states and cities went into major pandemic lockdowns. Last month, too, coronavirus cases were staging a new surge and prompted new shutdowns and restrictions on outings to stores and restaurants. Earlier, data on retail sales showed clothing and department stores and restaurants and bars taking the biggest hits. Also, personal income slumped in November, down 1.1%, as many families ran out of the pandemic financial aid and boosted unemployment benefits. Alina Selyuk, NPR News, Washington.
Prices are moving higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 170 points, the S&P is up 15 points, and the Nasdaq is up 5. This is NPR News. A top employee of Dominion Voting Systems is suing the Trump campaign for defamation. Eric Coomer filed the suit yesterday in state court in Denver, Colorado. He's also naming Trump campaign surrogates and pro-Trump media outlets. Coomer had been falsely accused of plotting to steal the election for Joe Biden. Coomer says his reputation was defamed and he was the subject of death threats by Trump supporters. In Indian-administered Kashmir, votes have been counted in what was the first local election there since New Delhi's crackdown more than a year ago. Sushmita Patik reports.
The majority of seats have gone to an alliance of Kashmiri parties that strongly oppose New Delhi's decision to take away Kashmir's autonomy. Last year, in August, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government revoked the region's statehood and cut off the internet there. Thousands of Kashmiris, including many politicians who won today, were put in detention for months. Modi's Hindu Nationalist ruling party came in second, but the bulk of its votes came from Hindu-majority districts. It has little support in the Muslim-majority Kashmir Valley. The Himalayan region of Kashmir is split between India and Pakistan. Both nations have fought wars over it. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
Three police officers were shot to death in southern France today. They were responding to a call from a woman who said she was beaten by her partner. After a standoff, the gunman opened fire, killing three officers and wounding another. He fled the scene, but was later found dead. Authorities aren't saying how he died. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.